Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday, sometimes at 6:30 in the evening, sometimes at 9:30, and sometimes at 12:30 or 3 in the afternoon, 2 or 3. And let me talk a little about my background in this show. By the way, this show today will consider the very important issue of what are we to make of Jesus Christ. People make a lot of things. Some people make nothing of them. Some people make a lot. Some people don't or talk about it. Some people ignore it. Some people have decided that the whole thing isn't worth it. However, I take the position that Jesus is God and offers the route to know God and the joy and offers us eternal life and the joy of heaven. So that is my concern in understanding Christ. However, let me begin by saying this is a politically incorrect show. It's a show in which we aim for truth and facts. We're not interested in media hype, media lies, media falsehoods. We're interested in facts and critical thinking leading to facts and truth. Second thing is that I'm a Christian, and this informs my entire worldview and thinking. I believe in the ancient creeds of the Church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I recommend the great writers of the past and present, such as C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, all great Christian writers, and people such as Thomas Aquinas and Augustine, and of course the greatest of them all, Paul of Tarsus, whose canon of letters can be found in the New Testament. To me, he is the greatest religious thinker that ever lived, and one of the greatest thinkers that ever lived, and that would include such thinkers as Calvin, Luther, and many others. Second thing, I'm the author of 10 books, Christian and legal, and over 800 blogs, most Christian, and I welcome all points of view. And these books are Christian and legal, as well as the blogs are Christian and legal. Blogs can cover such areas as literary work, literary great literary figures of English and American literature. It covers also the matter of current politics and political positions. And, of course, it covers theology and biblical revelation. These blogs are available on my website and social media and at academia.edu. Many people visit these blogs and visit my written work. And although the written work and blogs have a Christian orientation, many people from Muslim and China visit these written sites and find them of value. And I welcome everyone and every point of view that I can think of. Also, I run two radio shows, this Blog Talk radio show and a podcast show, which have a Christian orientation. Again, they are visited by many, many people all over the world, including 4,300 visitors from foreign countries to my podcasts. I welcome all. I wish to dialogue with all. I wish to know all and learn from all. I am not a person who rejects anyone in their thinking. I welcome all points of view. Next, at this point, I'm going to proceed to the topic in question. That is, what are we to make of Jesus Christ? Now, many people, let me tell you, many people in our modern world, there are many other religious systems and religion, which I respect all, but many people don't want to really bother with Christ. And they find him irrelevant or uninteresting, or choose not to read what he has said in the Gospels, where his sayings and events of his life can be found. They don't want to bother with it. They think that they've got the answers in the New York Times. They think they've got the answers in The Economist. Or they may find it in the New York Post or whatever source of shallow thinking they concern themselves with. However, I mean, Jesus makes a claim, a very significant claim in his life. He predicted his resurrection many, many times, his resurrection from the dead. He commissioned the disciples to go curing people and doing miracles and, of course, raising people from the dead. And, of course, we have the situation of where he raised Lazarus from the dead. What are we going to make of this man? Many people will say the best they can say of him is that, well, he's a very nice fellow. Well, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, being nice is not very important. It's a social mechanism where people find a way to get through life successfully, since being not nice will alienate people and ruin their career. And so they're nice on a practical basis. However, niceness has nothing to do with thinking. It has nothing to do with ethics. It has nothing to do with anything. It really doesn't. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, being nice, let's get down to brass tacks, it doesn't mean anything at all. But Jesus makes a claim. For one thing, he basically claims to be God. He claims to do miracles. He changes water into wine. He casts out demons from people. He cures people with leprosy. He does miracles. There's a lot of things. He makes it a point to make a claim about this. He claims to rise people from the dead, and he himself has claimed to be resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven. He claims to be God. He claims to forgive sins. I can't forgive anybody's sins. I'm not capable of that. Only God can forgive someone's sins who hasn't done anything. We may forgive a person who has damaged us. We can forgive his sin in that sense, but Jesus claims on a neutral basis to forgive sins of all kinds of people at all kinds of times. So what are we going to say about this man? Is he simply a nice fellow? Is he simply the Beatitudes? Is he simply a person who's concerned with poverty and underclass people, and that's it? Is that all he has to say about himself? No, he has a great deal more to say about himself. He claims to forgive sins. He claims to effect cures of serious illnesses. He claims to raise people from the dead, such as Lazarus. He claims himself to have risen from the dead. He claims makes a claim to forgive sins. I'm not aware that I can do that. I don't have the capacity. Only God has the capacity to do that. So what are we going to make of Jesus Christ? He leaves us with no choice. He moves beyond the secular modern interpretation of this man and his life, which really says that, well, he's really quite a prophet. He's quite a wonderful person. But Jesus claims much more than that. He claims to be beyond humanity. He claims to be God. I'm not aware that any other religious figure has quite made that claim. Muhammad was claimed to be a prophet. Buddha didn't claim to be God. In fact, nobody in the entire world, from its beginning to the present time, has quite made that claim as a human being to be God. He claims to be born of a virgin. He claims to claims just about everything that's humanly impossible. And so what are we going to say about him? What we are going to say about him, that if we are to deal correctly with Jesus of Nazareth, if we are to face up to his claim, then his claim is to be God. If you wish to reject that claim, that's fine. But that is his claim, and that is what he compels the world to deal with. And many people, in fact, agree with this, what I'm saying, that he is God. And they take up his claim to be God as true. And there isn't much alternative, ladies and gentlemen. Not much. Unless he's lying. And unless the Gospels are a concoction of lies about Jesus. And unless what he said in those Gospels is a lie and a fabrication. Or he's crazy. That's a possibility. That's a possible interpretation of a claim to be God, that you are crazy. And only a crazy person would make that claim. But many people have credited this man, this crazy man, on this issue. So what am I going to say about Jesus? What are we going to make about Jesus Christ? What we are going to make is that he claims to be God. And if we are to face up to his person and his claim, we have to deal with it. If we simply view it as ridiculous, and the claim of a crazy man, an insane man, that's fine. But if we do not take that position, we are faced with his extremely significant and outrageous claim to be God. He leaves us no choice in this respect. Take it or leave it. That's basically what he says to the world. Take it or leave it. Take me as God or leave me as a prophet, as a teacher, and as a very, very nice, humane person. But he's not that, and he claims to be that, and doesn't claim to be that. And I suggest on this issue, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, on Jesus' sayings and the events of his life, I suggest you do so and inform yourself about his claim to be God. And I say this, one more statement I make, that unless you believe Jesus to be God, you are not a Christian, and you will not be able to be truly a member of a valid and significant church. This is Christianity from beginning to end. He is the Alpha and Omega. This is Christianity. Take it or leave it. You can leave it. You can take it. But that's what it is. Jesus claimed to be God. He is the founder of this faith. He is the church. He is the point man for the church. He is the foundation of the church. He is the church. And his claim to be God is the only aspect of his life that makes him God. And if we want to understand who he is and what the church means in terms of who he is, then we must understand his claim to be God, and he leaves us with no other choice in this respect. Unless you feel you want to be, he's insane, or he's fooling you, or making a fool of you, you can take that position. But the position of the Gospels and Jesus, many of his sayings and the events of his life, confirm this claim, this crazy, insane claim to be God. That is what the church is. That's what Jesus is. And if you're going to be a Christian, this is what you have to believe. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. But don't think you're a believing Christian or a member of the church in that respect. Hope you enjoyed this little talk. We'll be talking more tomorrow night.